Product service portfolio analysis tools. Part of developing a strategy is rationalizing existing products and services and determining how to rebalance the product service portfolio. BCG Growth Share Matrix. Boston Consulting Group's founder, Bruce Henderson, developed the BCG Growth Share Matrix, a tool to help manage a portfolio of products or services by their profitability level, as shown in Exhibit 1-20. Product lifecycle analysis and product profiling. The product lifecycle is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. 1. The stages a new product goes through from beginning to end. For example, the stages that a product passes through from introduction through growth, maturity, and decline. 2. The time from initial research and development to the time at which sales and support of the product to customers are withdrawn. 3. The period of time during which a product can be produced and marketed profitably. Product profiling examines the alignment between the needs of a company's markets and the characteristics of infrastructure investments. Product profiling is defined in the dictionary in part as follows. A graphical device used to ascertain the level of fit between a manufacturing process and the order-winning criteria of its products. It can be used at the process or company level to compare the manufacturing capabilities with the market requirements to determine areas of mismatch and identify steps needed for realignment. The phases of the product lifecycle are illustrated in Exhibit 1-21. Note that product lifecycle considerations also impact strategy, as customers will have different things that motivate them in different phases. Examples of generic performance attributes that tend to make good order winners or order qualifiers are shown below. Exhibit 1-21. Product lifecycle. Introduction phase. During the introduction phase, businesses accept high risk and invest significant resources on product positioning, marketing to place product and change customers' limited awareness of the product and new supply chains. Sales are very low during this phase, and the organization generally incurs losses. Purchasers are innovators. Growth phase. Successful products gain market share rapidly given early adopters. This phase puts a lot of stress on scaling upward or downward quickly if demand differs from what was projected. Quality or delivery service levels could suffer. In this phase, brand identities and loyalty are emerging. If economies of scale can be generated, unit costs drop and high profits result, at least until competitors enter the market and force prices down. Maturity phase. The maturity, saturation phase marks peak sales. Sales can be steady for a long period. A product in this phase may be a functional product, which is defined in the dictionary as a product with a low profit margin and a predictable demand. To stay profitable, the organization can expand the customer base by targeting new needs, enter new markets, or be more efficient/innovative. Products can be enhanced, for example, more reliable to keep them profitable and allow time for product development. Decline phase. Products in the decline phase have falling demand. As revenue declines, businesses decide whether they will exit the market, minimally invest, or replace. There may be an ongoing need for spare parts or service. Products that are still essential to important customers may be continued if costs can be lowered, for example, switching to make-to-order. Products may be sold to other organizations. An exit strategy is needed. Rollover strategies include a solo and dual product role. In a solo product role, the existing product is sold off before the new product introduction. A risk is that volume is insufficient for the launch. A dual product role has both products available for a time, sometimes in target markets. This risks confusing customers.